This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
And it's 0826542446. This lesson is proudly brought to you by Kagiso Trust in partnership with the Limpopo Department of Education and Capricorn FM. Kagiso Trust, overcoming poverty. Tambo ndizabo botichere.
Okay. Kind learners, we are just continuing from Wednesday's lesson. We start off with activity 3. Are you ready? A bullet with a mass of 120 grams is fired to the right from a rifle of mass 6 kilograms. The bullet's velocity as it leaves the barrel of the rifle is 350 meters per second. The question is, calculate the recoil velocity of a rifle. Let us solve this question together. This is an example of an explosion. Before firing, the rifle is stationary and the momentum is zero. So the total momentum both before and after the rifle is fired is zero. Commandment number one. Take this one because I won't repeat it as we're progressing with our lesson. Thou shall make a sign convention. This is very important. In this case, we take to the right as the positive direction. Step one, list the data as follows. VRI, that is the initial velocity of the rifle, equals VBI, that is the initial velocity of the bullet, equals VI, equals zero. VBF, the final velocity of the bullet, equals positive 350 meters per second. MR, that is the mass of the rifle, equals 6 kilograms. MB, mass of the bullet, equals 0.12 grams, kilograms. The target or unknown variable is VRF, the final velocity of the rifle. Step 2, let us pick an equation. Forget you not that momentum is conserved. Therefore, we write sigma, that is the summation sign, pi equals sigma pf. Therefore, open bracket, mr plus mb, close bracket, vi equals mr vrf plus mb vbf. Step 3, write down the known values into the equation. Therefore, open bracket, 4 plus 0.12, close bracket, open bracket, 0, close bracket, equals, open bracket, 6, close bracket, VRF, plus, open bracket, 0.12, close bracket, open bracket, plus 350, close bracket. Simplification gives us 0 equals, open bracket, 6, close bracket, VRF, plus 42. A little algebraic manipulation gives us VRF equals negative 7 meters per second. The second physics commandment, thou shall paraphrase. Thou shall paraphrase. Let us paraphrase. The velocity of the rifle is 7 meters per second to the left. Don't forget we have chosen to the right as positive direction. The opposite, negative, is to the left. Step 4, check each line quickly for making sense. Correct rounding off as per instruction number 10, which says, round off your final numerical answers to a minimum of 2 decimal places. And for correct units, right. A force of the same magnitude but acting in the opposite direction, that is the recoil force, acts on the rifle during firing. As predicted by Newton's third law of motion, because a bullet is a small and a less massive object, it experiences a greater acceleration, hence a greater change in velocity. Types of collisions. Collisions are categorized as being either elastic or inelastic, depending on whether or not kinetic energy is conserved. Type 1, an elastic collision. An elastic collision is one in which the total kinetic energy, as well as momentum of the system is the same before and after the collision. Type 2, an inelastic collision, is one in which the total kinetic energy of the system is not the same before and after the collision, even though the momentum of the system is conserved. Exam-style question regarding types of collisions. Distinguish between elastic collisions and inelastic collisions by calculations, e.g., determine by means of appropriate calculations whether the collision is elastic or inelastic. Full stop. The response must follow the steps here under. Step 1. Calculate the sum of the kinetic energies of all objects before the impact. That is, sigma EKI, that is the total kinetic energy initially, equals half M1 V1I squared plus half M2 V2I squared. Step 2. Calculate the sum of the kinetic energies of all objects after the impact. That is, sigma EKF, that is the total final kinetic energy, equals half M1 V1F squared plus half M2 V2F squared. Step 3. Compare the answers in steps 1 and 2. 3.1. If the total kinetic energy before equals the total kinetic energy after, then the collision is elastic. 3.2. If the total kinetic energy before equals the total kinetic energy after, if the total kinetic energy before is not equal to the total kinetic energy after, then the collision is inelastic. Look, for the collision to be elastic, kinetic energy must be conserved. If kinetic energy is not conserved, then the collision is inelastic. In some inelastic collisions, some EK is converted into other forms, such as heat, sound, etc. Note well, it is not always true to say the total kinetic energy before is less than the total kinetic energy after during inelastic collisions. What about in explosions? Think twice. For an elastic collision, V1I, that is the initial velocity of body 1, minus V2I equals V2F minus V1F. This equation is not given in the formula sheet. Therefore, with some little algebra, we can derive it. Write down half M1 V1I squared plus half M2 V2I squared equals half M1 V1 F squared plus half M2 V2 F squared. Now let us cancel the factor half. We therefore have M1 V1 I squared plus M2 V2 I squared equals M1 V1 I squared plus M2 V2 F squared. Rewrite it by gathering terms with a subscript 1 on the left and a 2 on the right. So we have M1 V1 I squared minus M1 V1 F squared equals M2 V2 F squared minus M2 V2 I squared. Factoring both sides of this equation gives open bracket V1 I minus V1 F close bracket, open bracket V1 I plus V1 F close bracket equals M2 open bracket V2 I minus V2 F close bracket, open bracket V2 I plus V2 F close bracket. Mark it equation 1. Also, write down M1 V1 I plus M2 V2 I equals M1 V1 F plus M2 V2 F. Now let us separate terms containing M1 and M2. Therefore, M1V1I minus M1V1F equals M2V2F minus M2V2F. Therefore, M1 open bracket V1I minus V1F close bracket equals M2 open bracket V2F minus V1F close bracket equals M2 open bracket V1F minus V2F close bracket. Mark it equation 2. Right. To obtain our final result, we divide equation 1 by equation 2. V1I plus V1F equals V2F plus V2I. Now, let us rearrange terms once again so as to have initial quantities on the left and final quantities on the right. V1I minus V2I equals V2F minus V1F. This equation is used only for elastic collisions. Let's now see the relationship between momentum and kinetic energy. Relationship between momentum and kinetic energy. Write down the formula for kinetic energy and momentum. That is, E sub k equals half mv squared and P equals MV. Both quantities, EK and P, depend on mass and velocity. Therefore, EK equals half MV squared equals half MV dot V. That is MV multiplied by V equals half. MV is momentum. So MV is substituted by P. So we end up with half PV. Multiply by 2 on both sides, we have 2EK equals PV. 2EK equals PV. Now, we can see that when given EK and P, we can calculate V. Also, we can calculate the mass of the object. Let us go through this activity. Activity 4. The kinetic energy of a moving object is 540 joules. The kinetic energy of a moving object is 540 joules and its momentum is 90 kilograms meters per second to the right, and its momentum is 90 kilograms meters per second to the right. 4.1. Define in words the term momentum as applied in physics. Define in words the term momentum as applied in physics. 2 marks. The response is, momentum is the product of the object's mass and its velocity. Momentum is the product of the object's mass and its velocity. 4.2, calculate the 4.2.1, velocity of the object. Velocity of the object. 4.2.2, mass of the object. Mass of the object. Let us solve the two problems together. 4.2.1, EK equals half MV squared. That is the starting point. EK equals half, open bracket, MV close bracket, V equals half PV as derived above. Therefore, let us remove and replace. We remove EK, we replace it with 540 equals, we remove P, we write 90, then we multiply by V. Listen carefully, it is 540 equals, we have half multiplied by 90 multiplied by V. Right. From there, we make V subject of the formula, we have 540 divided by 45, half of 90. Right. What then will be the answer? From your calculator, you get something like 12. Rightwards, that is to the right. The velocity is 12 meters per second to the right. 422, our equation is P equals MV. Therefore, let us remove P, replace it by 90 equals M. We remove V, replace it by 12. Making M subject to the formula, we have 90 divided by 12, which will give us, from the calculator, 90 over 12. There you are. Activity 5, explain with reference to net force and change in momentum why car manufacturers design cars that will be brought to rest rather than rebound during a collision. Explain with reference to net force and a change in momentum why car manufacturers design cars that will be brought to rest rather than rebound during a collision. Okay, let us respond to the question. The response is, listen attentively, the net force experienced by the car is directly proportional to the change in momentum of the car. Cars that rebound during a collision experience a greater change in momentum and therefore experience a greater net force. This may lead to more damage to the car and increase the chance of fatality to the driver and passengers. Activity 6. An unfortunate bird accidentally collides. An unfortunate bird accidentally collides head on with a car traveling due east and dies instantly. How does the force that the bird exerts on the car compare to the force exerted by the car on the bird? How does the force that the bird exerts on the car compare to the force exerted by the car on the bird? State only greater than, less than, or equal to. Explain the answer. 3 marks. Let us respond to the question. The response is equal to. Let us explain. According to Newton's third law of motion, the force that the bird exerts on the car is equal in magnitude but opposite in direction to the force that the car exerts on the bird. 6.2. How does the change in the momentum of the car compare to the change into the momentum of the bird? How does the change in the momentum of the car compare to the change in the momentum of the bird? Write down only greater than, smaller than, or equal to. Explain the answer. Our response is equal to. Let us explain. Momentum of the system is conserved during the collision. Thus, change in momentum, bird, that is delta P bird, equals negative delta P car. That is, the change in momentum of the bird is equal in magnitude but opposite in direction to that of the car. Question 6.3, before we pause for a break, let us just write the question. We'll continue thereafter, that is after break. Which one, car or bird, experiences the greater acceleration? Briefly explain the answer. Which one, car or bird, experiences the greater acceleration? Briefly explain the answer. 3 marks. And we are breaking now. What you can do, if you do have questions, WhatsApp those questions to 082-65-42-446.
Kulibua putichere ha fa dzi kubuya nga mandes ha ndi kuri ifana calculator uri ha iko shuma nga manda. This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the pioneers of progress. To all the grade 12 learners in Limpopo, Kagiso Trust has partnered with the Limpopo Department of Education to bring you radio lessons on Capricorn FM to limit the impact of the lockdown on the school calendar. So, zinoriko tomaraja na mabengereni. Anayabu wana varikamusindi na mbudzi iso ndi kwenye kubudzi sabo unazungwezine azikoto fuka zwabuti chifengande chabo zwino. The pioneers of progress are bringing lessons to your very doorstep. To all the grade 12 learners in Limpopo, Kagiso Trust has partnered with the Limpopo Department of Education to bring you radio lessons live on Capricorn FM. Hapaz Nornaba teacher Abaneba co-continue with the lesson that he has in store for us today. Kagiso Trust, overcoming poverty. Okay. Tambo Kenzo needs up.
We continue with 6.3. The question is, which one, car or bed, experiences the greater acceleration? Briefly explain the answer. Let us respond to the question together. During the collision, both the car and the bed experience forces of equal magnitude. This is in keeping with Newton's said law of motion. From Newton's second law of motion, F sub net equals ma, we have F net bed equals negative F net car. And acceleration is inversely proportional to mass. Therefore, the bed with a smaller mass experiences a greater acceleration. 6.4. Explain why the impulse of the car on the bed equals and opposite to the impulse of the bed on the car. 3 marks. Explain why the impulse of the car on the bed equals and opposite to the impulse of the bed on the car. The response is, when the car and the bed collide, F bed on car equals negative F car on bed. Right? This is in accordance with Newton's said law of motion. But delta T is naturally the same for both bodies. Therefore, F net bed on car dot delta T equals negative F net car on the bed dot delta T. F net bed on the car dot delta T equals negative F net car on the bed dot delta T. Thus, the impulse has the same magnitude and the opposite direction. Remember, F net dot delta T is impulse. Let us get to this big activity. This is based on graph sketching and interpretation, but we are just going to interpret a given graph. Rollers ready? Pens ready? Right. The velocity versus time graph shows the motion of two objects, A and B, that are involved in a linear collision. The velocity versus time graph shows the motion of two objects, A and B, that are involved in a collision. Full stop. Let us draw the graph for this question. Let us draw the graph for this question. Are you ready? Listen attentively. Let us start. Draw a 10 centimeter long vertical double-headed arrow. That is a line. 3 centimeters from the margin. Draw a 10 centimeter long vertical line, a double-headed arrow, 3 centimeters from the margin. There you are. Mark the midpoint of this arrow. The midpoint is there. This midpoint is the 0 point. Otherwise, write a 0. Next to the midpoint. right? Starting from that point, draw a horizontal arrow to the right. Draw a horizontal arrow to the right. You have the horizontal arrow. Mark 10 points. Mark 10 points. Labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. 1 centimeter apart on the horizontal arrow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1 centimeter apart. So you do have the arrow labeled right. 1, 2, up to 10. Mark 4 points. Labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4. Above and 4 points. Labeled -1, -2, -3, -4. Below the zero. That is below the origin. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. You do have -1, -2, -3, -4. That's right. Label the vertical axis, velocity, open bracket, meters per second, close bracket. And the horizontal axis, time, open bracket, lowercase s, small letter s, close bracket. That is time in seconds. Now the axis is okay. Right. From the point marked 4 on the vertical axis, touch 4 on the vertical axis, draw a 5 centimeter long straight line parallel to the time axis, a solid line. From the point marked 4 on the vertical axis, draw a 5 centimeter long straight line parallel to the time axis. That is a solid line, okay? Right. From the tip of the 5 centimeter long horizontal line, draw a 3 centimeter vertical line, the tip of which is a point 5 and 1. From the tip of the 5 centimeter long horizontal line, draw a 3 centimeter vertical line, the tip of which is a point 5 and 1. Right. From the tip of the vertical line, draw a 5 centimeter long horizontal line, the tip of which is a point 10 and 1. Right. From a point marked -1 on the vertical axis, draw a 5 centimeter long dashed or dotted line parallel to the time axis. You touch your -1, you put your ruler there, then you go 5 centimeters to the right. Dashed line. Right? From the tip of the 5 centimeter long dashed line, draw a 4 centimeter vertical dashed line, the tip of which is a point 5 and 3. From the tip of the 5 centimeter long dashed line, draw a 4 centimeter vertical dashed line, the tip of which is a point 5 and 3. You have 5 and 3 there, right? From the tip of this vertical dashed line, draw a 5 centimeter long horizontal line to the right, the tip of which is a point 10 and 3. You do have that one, right? Mark the solid line graph A and the dashed line B. You mark the solid dashed line A and the dashed line graph B. Note, at 5 seconds from 1 meter per second to 3 meters per second, the two graphs overlap, isn't it? We now have a graph. That's good. 7.1. Write down the law of conservation of linear momentum in words, 2 marks. Write down the law of conservation of linear momentum in words 2 marks. Right. The response is the total linear momentum of a closed or an isolated system remains constant or is conserved. 7.2 for 5 marks. Show by means of an appropriate calculation that the ratio of the masses of the two objects MA is to MB equals 4 is to 3. Show by means of an appropriate calculation that the ratio of the masses of the two objects MA is to MB equals 4 is to 3. 5 marks. Let us respond to this question. The total momentum is conserved, right? Therefore, delta PA equals delta equals negative delta PB. List data as shown on the graph. VAI equals 4 meters per second. VAF equals 1 meter per second. VBI equals negative 1 meter per second. VBI equals 3 meters per second. Write down MA open bracket VAF minus VAI close bracket equals negative MB open bracket VBF minus VBI close bracket. Therefore, let us remove and replace. Therefore, MA open bracket 1 minus 4 close bracket equals negative MB open bracket 3 minus open bracket negative 1 close bracket close bracket. Therefore, MA open bracket negative 3 close bracket. MA open bracket negative 3 close bracket equals negative MB open bracket 4 close bracket. Therefore, MA open bracket negative 3 close bracket equals MB open bracket negative 4 close bracket. Therefore, MA divided by MB equals negative 4 divided by negative 3. Therefore, MA divided by MB equals 4 divided by 3. This implies that MA is to MB. Forget you not that a fraction is a ratio. A ratio is a fraction. MA is to MB equals 4 is to 3 as required. Or take this as homework. You will continue from here. You write MA VAI plus MB VBI equals MA VAF plus MBVBF. We are using the principle of conservation of linear momentum here. Then you do some substitutions until you arrive at your destination where you will find MA is to MB equals 4 is to 3. Right, the last question here is 7.3. Use a suitable calculation to prove that the collision between the two objects, A and B, is inelastic. Use a suitable calculation to prove that the collision between the two objects, A and B, is inelastic. Let us quickly respond to this question. Write down the formula for calculating kinetic energy. That is Ek equals half mv squared. Right? Write down the sum of the initial kinetic energies, that is sigma EKI equals half MA VAI squared plus half MB VBI squared equals half MA 4 squared plus half MB open bracket negative 1 close bracket squared equals 8 MA plus half MB. 8 MA plus half MB equals 8 open bracket 4 over 3 MB close bracket. 8, you open bracket, 4 over 3 MB, close bracket, plus half MB, equals 32 divided by 3, dot MB. You open bracket, you write 32 over 3 MB, close bracket, plus half MB, which equals 67 over 3 MB. The total kinetic energy after equals half MA VAF squared plus half MB VBF squared. We have half MA 1 squared plus half MB 3 squared equals half MA plus 9 over 2 MB. Half MA plus 9 over 2 MB equals 2 over 3 MB plus 9 over 2 MB equals 31 over 6 MB. Right? Therefore, the total initial kinetic energy is not equal to the total final kinetic energy. Hence, the collision is inelastic. Okay. And let us take this one for homework. Activity 8. A grade 12 physics learner throws a golf ball with a mass of 400 grams against a brick wall. A grade 12 physics learner throws a golf ball with a mass of 400 grams against a brick wall. The ball is moving horizontal to the right at 3 meters per second. The ball is moving horizontal to the right at 3 meters per second when it hits the wall. It rebounds horizontal to the left at 20 meters per second, as the diagram below illustrates. Just draw just a thick line to represent a wall, then a ball towards the wall and a ball away from the wall. The question is, calculate the impulse of the net force on the ball during its collision with the wall. Calculate the impulse of the force on the ball during its collision with the wall. The last question is, use the impulse linear momentum theorem to calculate the average net force that the wall exerts on the ball during the impact. Okay, in conclusion, I'm confident that as you have been listening to my presentation, a new horizon has unfolded and you will be well versed as far as the topic is concerned. You will be rewarded with concrete, indisputable evidence of excellent results. Be informed that we have not lost the race of success unless we stop our exam preparations. Glory be to God, from whom blessings flow. Hallelujah. Amen.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.